Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Wednesday, March 13th. Steven Spielberg has taken up a new cause. The Academy Award-winning director of Schindler's List is determined to prevent what happened at this year's Oscars from ever happening again. That is, that a film distributed by Netflix was nominated for cinema's top prize. Netflix's Roma, the Spanish-language movie written and directed by Alfonso Cuarón, was nominated for 10 Academy Awards this year, including Best Picture. Netflix wanted an Oscar so badly that it spent an estimated $25 million campaigning for Roma to win. While the movie ultimately fell short of Best Picture gold, Roma did take top honors in cinematography, foreign language film, and Best Director.
And the Oscar goes to Roma!
For Steven Spielberg, this was a call to arms. The Academy's eligibility criteria is built around theatrical releases. In order to qualify for awards consideration, Netflix first distributed Roma in traditional cinemas. After 3 weeks, it added streaming distribution, a practice Spielberg says should be barred. But why? Well, the answer is a little unclear. Most sources say it has to do with protecting the sanctity of movie theaters. Those who side with Spielberg say watching a film in a cinema is a purer motion picture experience. Others point to the bottom line. Theaters claim the rise of Netflix and other cheap at-home viewing options has hurt their business. Movie studios are worried about losing box office revenues to ever more powerful streaming companies. It's unclear whether either have considered the possibility that movie tickets have simply become too expensive in recent years. Spielberg also contends that streamers are more like TV movies. Therefore, he argues, they should qualify only for Emmys, the traditional television award. And he wants the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the body that votes on the Oscars, to change its rules so Oscars can only go to films produced by movie studios. Whatever the outcome, one thing is for certain. The argument isn't just about the quality of the movie-going experience. It's really about the future of how movies are distributed. It's about which platforms will win audiences and revenues as technology provides more and more ways to watch movies unfold on screens, small and large. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Do us a favor, would you? Hop on over to Wondery.com/survey and tell us a little bit about yourself. That way, we can keep producing the stories that you want to hear. Thanks a bunch. I'm David Brown, back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Takeoff 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.